Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Milwaukee, stand up, yeah.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope, yeah. Tory Lowe from 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, let's go. We bout that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues. Right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show today. And we got a guest. We got a guest. We got Carlos Turner. Carlos Turner is the founder of Win Lose, an organization that shows youth living in economically and socially stressed neighborhoods are capable of overcoming their obstacles to achieve success and positive outcomes.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Hey, how you doing, Carlos?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. What about yourself?
Hey, so you recently got a proclamation from the city.
Yes, sir.
And you have a day.
Yeah, my day is April 1st.
So your day is April 1st. And what are you doing with the youth? First of all, explain the Truth Nation. What do you do with the youth?
Well, my organization is a community-based organization. We just give them an opportunity to actually, you know, build a better version of themselves. You know, let them know that they're not the living the situations and the things like that that they're in don't actually have to be what you display out in the community. So we give them like self-discipline activities. We just like go through a character reboot program.
So you're dealing with children, some of the troubled youth.
Yeah, any
any youth.
Yeah, any youth that.
Okay, so they come through your program. And many times when we talk about mentorship, you got to be consistent.
Most definitely.
You got to be there every day.
Oh, yeah.
You can't, with kids, if you want to deal with kids, you got to be with them all the time. Like, kind of like the second parent.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You, somebody's uncle, dad, right. All types of stuff.
So how do you make these bonds with these young people? Like, they're coming in, they're looking at you for mentorship, they're looking at you for guidance. How do you make the bond? How do you break that barrier?
Well, just like with the youth right now, a lot of people just not listening to them, you know. So I just give them an opportunity to use their voice, and that's really I'm really big on, just teaching them how to use their voice in a way that they can be received. You know, sometimes we tell kids, hey, use your voice, but we never tell them the proper way to do it. So that's what my organization is doing, letting them know, like, hey, you can say a lot of great things. You can mean a lot of things, but if you're not actually saying it the way they need to somebody for them to receive it, then it's going to be hard for them to give you what you want to do, what you want to achieve. So just telling them how to actually just use their voice, be a better version of themselves to get the things that they actually want out of them to become, you know, great human beings, you know, just trying to restore the humanity back in the community.
How did you get involved? When was the day that you woke up and was like, okay, this is what I'm finna do. I'm finna help these youth recognize their full potential. How did you become organizer?
Well, I've been doing this. I've been in the school system for 20 years now. Mm-hmm. I've been a barber also the same amount of time. So I done seen all types of kids, you know, different.
So you giving out the free haircuts at the park and all?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah, we do community cleanups.
We do a True Family Fest. We're going to have to have a barber there to cut some hair.
Yeah, I got a couple of different barbers we can bring.
Hey, you heard that, sure. DJ Brother Z.
Yeah, lock me in.
Oh, that's what's up.
For sure. No, just being able to see how these kids are. And then during the pandemic, that's when I built my organization, because it was like I've been doing it one-on-one basis for a long time, like just helping them out, little things that they need. From day to day, just being connected with them throughout the school and barbering and things like that. But it was too much of it going on. And I knew throughout the pandemic, it was going to be harder for them to come back into society, you know, with being in a house for 2 years, you know. So I put my organization together, published two books during the pandemic, my journal and my workbook, just giving them positive affirmations for them to start their day off with.
And I got the two, I got the journal and I got the workbook?
Yeah. See, the workbook is connected with that deck of cards.
Okay, yeah, so I got a deck of cards in my hand, Truth Nation. Hold on. If y'all watching live on 101.7 The Truth, you can see us going live. I got the deck of cards. I'm showing this to the camera. And we got the Speaking Positive Energy into Your Daily Routine, a workbook to use with your card affirmations.
Yeah, so I'll just explain a little bit to you. Like, we, you know, it's 52 cards in a deck of cards, 52 weeks in a year. So on Monday or Sunday, whichever day you want to start your week off, you can actually just shuffle the cards, pick out one of the affirmations that is on there, and then every day that week it has something that you can do pertaining to the affirmation you picked on day one. So then, and it just starts your day off right. It actually has you in a positive mindset when you go out into the community, and it'll, you know, start to rub off on.
And we got the book.
Yeah.
The book, Speaking Positive Energy into Your Daily Routine, a journal by Carlos Turner. Now, Speaking Positive Energy into Your Daily Routine, and this is a journal. This is what you do.
Yeah, this the journal is something, you know, it has a positive affirmation on each side, and it gives you an opportunity to put your daily thoughts in. So once you actually start with the journal, you get those things out that you may have a troubled day or something like that. You can write everything down, and once you look back on it, you have a similar day like that, you know, moving forward, then you can reference back to your own writing, and it'll actually get you in a better mindset to actually achieve those days without having to have somebody control and correct your own, you know, emotions other than you just doing it yourself.
What advice do you have for a lot of the adults that when they want to connect with the young people? Because a lot of people find it hard and difficult to make that connection.
Well, you just got to think about you as a kid once too, you know, and you got to always just think about the troubled things you do. Yeah, their consequences is way more than ours, but was when we were young, but it's still similar to actually just being a kid. You know, you just listen to them, you know. It's like if you come to a kid and they irate and they doing a lot of different things, and you come up to them just like, what happened? Instead of, you know, going at them and talking at them, instead of, you know, allowing them to
come with the listening ear.
Oh yeah, most definitely. That's the
because what
tool.
You're seeing is probably a reaction.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
From a multitude of things that could have possibly happened.
Most definitely. And you know, it's just like we say, we know a lot of things can transpire between them getting up in that morning and getting to school. So it's like you're not just gonna wake up mad. You know, it's got to be some things that's transpired before that, like you said. So just being able to listen, help them through the things that they want to, you know, they want to achieve. You know, you got to let them set some goals. And that's what I do here, too.
I think goal setting is important for young people.
Most definitely. Even if, you know, when I up in one of my sessions, my goal setting session, I get them to do daily, weekly, and monthly goals just to get them in a routine of just wanting to accomplish something, because that builds confidence.
Right.
So, I agree. Just doing that, just getting them to set some goals for themselves, really just getting them in the mindset of just being positive.
All right, check this out. I always say when we was coming up, we didn't have social media.
No.
Okay, so now the peer pressure is 24 hours, around the clock.
Most definitely.
How has social media impacted the lives of this new generation coming up?
Social media raising our kids. So that's why we have to have those community leaders, those parents that want to, you know, just start doing some activities and things like that with your kids, because you don't want the influence of others and the social media just to be the forefront of what your kid is displaying to you.
But a lot of people setting their kids in front of these tablets and phones.
Yeah, most definitely. That's what the misconnection is. You know, is the social media got a big influence on it. And it's like it's everywhere. So parenting and community leaders, like I said, is important. That's why we, you know, we can do a lot of great things. Like I've been doing it for 20. I know you've been out there for forever. you know, but the impact would be stronger if we was together, you know. So we got to just have some, like I remember Mr. Kevin was talking, I was listening in, just like having some type of outlet for our kids, not just the basketball, you know, centers and stuff like
so
that.
So you don't see a lot of resources.
No.
I'll call it innovative ideas with the youth. You always got to pay attention to the pulse of the youth and upgrade the activity so they can be involved.
Without
something
a doubt.
That's going to keep their attention.
Without a doubt.
We keep consistently say this is not happening.
Yeah.
Why are they not listening?
Right. It is, you know, it's.
Why haven't they invested in the youth?
Because, you know, it's a little bit of the fear factor, too, though. You know, like you were saying earlier about being able to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like is they're so violent, and you know they that's the perception that they have in their mind about them. But you know, if you just give them those type of the things that they want, we try to say, you know, we do things that we think they want. We don't give them the voice to actually hear the things that they actually want, and then try to implement those things. But if we
is that done on purpose?
I don't think so.
Well, how come these people know how to deal with their kids? Like, okay, I go to other townships, and they got plenty of stuff for their youth.
Right.
But then you go on the north side, and you don't see the same energy being invested in the youth. So what's going on with that?
They care. You know what
I'm saying? So they care about their youth.
Yeah, they, you know what I'm saying? Like, I put the pressure back on the adults.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want them to be different. We want them to do certain things that we want, but it's like we got to be the example too, though. We can't just go and tell my son or my daughter, like, hey, I need you to do this, and I'm sitting there playing a game all day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I know our parents and stuff have to do more. You know, they got to work extra hours and things like that. That's why we need more of the community, you know, saying, like, centers and things like that for them to go to. Like I'm in the midst of creating a Saturday morning program that they could come down, robotics, you know, journalism, things like that. And they had a basketball, their sports and things like that. And, you know, just giving them a safe place first off, but actually giving them some tools that they can bring back into that community.
Hey, look, we in the building with Carlos Turner. Look, when we get back, I want to know what you're going to do on, because you got a proclamation, you got a day now.
Right.
What are you going to do on that day? What do you want the community to do for that day? And also, I want to know how can we keep up with you and help?
Most
because
definitely.
It's not easy dealing with the young people.
No, not at all.
When we come back, Truth Nation, we're going to have more conversations with Carlos Turner. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Talking out of their neck. Don't put no coffin out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for threats. Hey, let's get it, bro. D.O.T. the money, power, respect.
The last one is better.
Say yes, a lot of goofies with a check.
I mean, I hope them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence.
Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem.
Clicking up, but pay not be legit. No 40 water, tell him.
Yeah, get up with me. Sneak this in first person shooter. I hope they came with three switches. I crash out like rap. This Melly Mel, if I had to, got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up, lost too many soldiers.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. In the building with Carlos Turner. He has an organization, Win Lose.
Yes, sir.
Win Lose. Showing youth living in economically and socially stressed neighborhoods that they are capable of overcoming their obstacles to achieve success and positive outcomes. You got a day coming up, April 1st,
yes,
April Fool's Day.
Yes, sir.
And you want the community to do something, your birthday wish.
Yeah.
What do you want?
You know, it was crazy that I'll tell you a little bit about the April 1st. April 1st is when I, you know, published my first journal. You know what I'm saying, when I got it. And I just wanted to, like I could have, like I was telling you, I could have had a big event showcasing me, but it really ain't about me. You know, it's about getting these kids and this youth, you know, and let them know that this is things that you can do coming from these neighborhoods. Like, so my day, I wanted to do random acts of kindness because that's what my day is geared towards. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do 11 random acts of kindness throughout the city of Milwaukee. I may pop up at your daycare with donuts for the kids.
What?
I may come in and, you know, speak at a youth detention center.
Just pulling up.
You know, it's just going to be random. But I am going to have, you know, be on my Instagram page. Just, you know, saying for, but my ultimate thing, like my 11th random act of kindness, I want to feed the less fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working with the Salvation Army and a couple other different spots to just see if, you know, I'm going to let people know that come and could be volunteers to help, you know, serve the food and everything. But that's what I'm doing.
So you're going to have a schedule?
Yeah.
So is that schedule going to be posted online? And how can the people join your efforts to deal with the youth?
Well, I'm gonna post the last one, you know, where that's where I'm gonna invite all the volunteers and everything to help me out with serving the food and mm-hmm. things like that. What we're gonna be bringing, maybe, you know, I may get some donations in for some gently used clothing or something like that, where we can help anybody out,
right.
You know. So I'm just, you know, I'll let everybody know where that is, but it's gonna be so random. The other 10 is, you know, I might see somebody on the, you know, saying on the side that need
a couple food, dollars.
Yeah, a couple dollars or something. I may do that. I might be in. I plan on let you in on this one. I plan on going into Pick and Save, just handing out gift cards to, you know, to the people in the line, help them out with their groceries.
And you know what? The groceries is expensive right now.
Yeah, most definitely.
So I'm going to definitely, I mean, you know, I'm going to definitely try to figure out what Pick and Save you at, because I'm going to
make sure you in Pick and Save.
Is the one on 35th Street, 35th and North Avenue.
Yeah, we most definitely going to be in there.
Make sure you stop on the one on 27th, too.
I got you.
Come by 4 o'clock.
Hey, listen, I see two of the gift cards gone already.
Hey, look, I'm trying to tell you, like, it's the inflation is up.
Yeah, most definitely. Everything high now.
Okay, you've been listening to the youth.
Yeah.
You've been hearing what they've been saying.
Oh, yeah.
What do they want?
They want more resources.
Like
more
what?
Things, more field trips, more, you know, outings, more college, you know, opportunities. More things that they can just have in their community where it don't feel like they're in prison, you know, already. You know, it's just like...
Trapped on the block.
Yeah, you know, because it's like we, you know, us as parents, we give our kids all these electronics. Why? Because we want them to stay in the house because...
And be quiet.
Yeah, because they don't feel like it's safe out there. You know, we used to be able to come out and sit on the porch and chill and talk to other people in the neighborhood. Now it's like you can't do that because something might happen. So, and that's what the fear is. And we don't want to live in fear. So it's just like just getting some more of them community centers where they can come in and just be kids that they don't have to pay, though. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. You know,
right.
It's like we can.
I see people doing things for the youth, but they charge.
Yeah. See, we got to be able to, you know, connect everybody together for this can go on where we can put these 501(c)(3)s or anything and get a, you know, saying that we have to put something back into our community.
Do you think that the leadership is doing the right thing when it comes to providing the resources that the youth have been asking for? Because I believe, like you said, we don't listen to the youth. Like, we hear them.
Right.
But we haven't seen any outcomes. But yet, they're looking outside of the community and seeing other people from other cultures having things. Sometimes we got to go outside our communities to go in and enjoy things with our families for the youth.
Right, right.
Why don't we have a lot of things that are similar to the things on the outskirts in the city?
I think it is a lot of people that, you know what I'm saying, that is doing some things, but it's so much on a smaller scale that we don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just like with my organization, you know, I do a lot of things like giving back to them, but it's like how many people can I really help? Just
right.
me being me. And that's why I
asked the people that, you know, that got the tax dollars that we elect, the leadership.
Yeah, we need to put, you
they
know.
They gave you a day. Why can't they give you some help?
Most definitely. I agree.
And I'm just asking.
Yeah, and that's why I said, like, that's why I said it wasn't no celebration. Like, I just don't go in here. So, you know, it's more work to be done. So, you know, it's just like we're going to go. I think us as the community leaders, though, we need to get together and we go use our voice and have a bigger impact on making them listen to the things that we need for our youth. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I challenge all the community leaders just to get together. Because if we go in there demanding instead of, you know, sitting back saying, well,
taking the 20 pieces of silver.
Right.
Hey, no Diddy.
No.
Bruh.
Accusation.
Hey.
I'm gonna leave that one alone. Hey, I'm gonna leave that one alone.
I'm talking. I'm trying to figure out what's happening.
Yeah. Well, you know, we just got to.
Well, look, I appreciate you for coming through. Carlos Turner, hey, look, how can the community get involved with what you're doing?
Hey, you could go on my website, winlose.org. It's a contact page in there that you guys can, you know, sign up. Is also a donation page on there if you want to help out with any of the random acts of kindness. You can just contact me. I'll give you my number if anybody call in. And, you know, just like I said, like, we stronger if we all connect together and try to make a bigger impact.
Okay. All right. Look, I appreciate you for stopping through.
I appreciate you for the opportunity.
I appreciate advocates and people that are willing to spend their time and energy to help improve the lives of our youth. And I think that many times that's not highlighted.
Most definitely.
So I appreciate to have a platform where you can come and let these parents know, hey, I'm out here.
Right.
I'm trying to help.
Oh, yeah. And also, too, like, any organization want me to come in, teach my 12-step, 12-session character reboots, I'm doing it. Donating my time and coming in doing that. All the only thing, you just can buy the materials and I'll come in, donate my time, and any kid that want to be helped, I'm here.
Also, I'm going to try to lock you in for True Family Fest.
Yeah, let's do it.
Skinning a couple heads with the Clippers.
Yeah. You know, I'm a master barber. You know,
that's what I'm talking about.
Let's do it.
All right. I appreciate you for stopping through, Carlos. When we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Hey, yo, you ready? Let's do it.
Enough. Half man, ask the clubs, bad boy, that's what's up. After Bucks, crush crews after us. No games, we ain't laughing.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. I guess we gotta talk Diddy. We gotta talk Diddy because the Homeland Security raided his homes in LA and Miami, and I had to sit back to make sure that I understood what was going on, because a lot of false information could be put out there when it comes to social media about what's really going on. But let's get some audio from ABC News to see what took place.
Joining us now for more is our legal contributor, Mr. Brian Buckmeyer. Brian, thanks so much for joining us. You know, still very early, we don't know much, but we have heard that human trafficking. What does that label at least tell you about just how serious this case is?
It tells me it's serious for multiple reasons. One, when we look at some of the civil lawsuits that stem out of the Manhattan courthouses, or the SDNY, as we're being told, we see the allegations of Sean Combs participating in a movement of people for the purpose of sexual gratification and the selling of them to other individuals. And also it tells me the type of charge and the amount of jail time that he could be facing, to the tune of 25 years for each one of those potential allegations. If he has multiple sex trafficking or human trafficking charges, those charges can stack. And if they stand, you're looking at significant jail time.
And what are the feds looking for in these kinds of raids? Cell phones, desktops?
All that and more. What I'm really interested in, I'm looking at Rodney Jones's allegations. That was the last individual to levy these sexual assault and human trafficking allegations against Sean Combs. And in part of his allegations, he said that Sean Combs has cameras and recording devices throughout the home. He also, in his complaint, put multiple screenshots of video from his own phone. So I think what's happening here is we're looking for the laptops, we're looking for all that information, but we're also looking to try to corroborate any of the allegations that we've seen in these civil lawsuits to see if they're true and can amount to any criminal charges.
Do you anticipate that soon we'll be able to learn who the target of this investigation is and how widespread, if it's beyond just Sean Diddy Combs?
So I'm going to say soon, yes, but soon in a federal investigation and soon in the news are two very different soons. And so I think we would lean more towards a soon in a federal investigation because they want to be methodical, they want to be careful, and they want to make sure that if they are going to put someone's name out there to say that we are searching for this person, they're going to be very sure. However, reading the tea leaves, when you put it all together, who's making these allegations? Where are these allegations coming from? And who is the source of those allegations being drawn directed to? A lot of it seems like it's Sean Combs, but again, that's just reading the tea leaves. I wouldn't put a dollar amount on to say this is how sure I am of it, but it looks like it's moving in one direction.
And what can you tell us about the status of the civil cases against Diddy?
So we know for Cassie's litigation, or Cassie's case that came out with the first big one, that was settled very shortly after, within a day or two. The three other women that are bringing these charges as well, those are still continuing. The one development is for the one woman who has filed her name as a Jane Doe. The court has already said that she must now file under her own name or have the case dismissed. So that's a bit of movement there. And then for Rodney Jones, the last individual put a lawsuit out against Sean Combs, that's still fairly new. And so that's just beginning in the process. There's not much movement there after the complaint's already been filed.
All right, Brian Buckley,
hey,
I always appreciate
look,
you.
I'll say this, you know, social media went crazy, you know, and this was at the end of my show yesterday when we realized that this was going on. And we saw the helicopter footage. We saw his sons out there being handcuffed, sat outside of his mansion in L.A. Also, they said that he was trying to flee the country. It was at one point, the drama was so thick. But come to find out, that may not have been the actual case. So we don't really know what's going on right now. But I can say when Homeland Security gets involved, when the feds get involved, and for in order for them to get a search warrant to do it, they have some evidence enough to get that search warrant to, for a judge to approve for that to happen. And they were taking computers, they were taking things that may produce evidence of certain accusations from the lawsuit of Rodney Jones, who filed a $30 million civil lawsuit against Diddy. And he said he has some recordings and videos. So maybe the feds got those recordings and videos, and ain't no telling how much Rodney Jones had. We only saw the lawsuit, and he claimed to have audio, video, things like that. But maybe he had other information due to him working with Diddy for months where these things may be located, where the feds can go in there and try to grab some of that information to see what was actually on these recordings in Diddy's homes. So, like I said, this may be something that we have to let play out, because if you got a lawsuit from Cassie where he solved immediately, and she says she had some actual information, now that the feds are involved, that information could actually be in their hands from both cases.
Which is why it could be another reason why she settled, because she already gave them the information that they need to proceed with whatever they're doing with him.
And she,
so she could get herself out of it.
She made a statement that they will cooperate with law enforcement. Hey, also Combs' attorney Ben Barfman issued a statement on his behalf at the time and said that Combs vehemently denies these offensive and outrageous allegations.
So then why did he sell his shares in Revolt?
Well, you know, once you break, I guess, the moral clauses, like let's say your name gets out there where it's bad on the brand, most people bump, get out of it, like Vince McMahon.
But he helped start that.
Like, right. Well, look at what's going on with Vince McMahon. And they saying that he no longer owns certain things when it comes to the WWE universe, right?
Yeah, but if something's not true, then you should want to fight for what's yours.
Well, when it comes to branding, I'll say this. When it comes to branding, sometimes you got to do what's best for the brand, because sometimes your negativity may affect the bottom line of that business. So most people will just remove themselves and fight it out in court and wait to the outcome. Let's say these people come out victorious on the other end. Then they get to come back and be like, hey, look, I'm innocent. You know, the courts are proving I'm innocent. Let's proceed as normal. Well, that takes years to go through the court system. You know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. So here go a process where Diddy may be, this may take a couple years to figure out. This may take a couple years to figure out. All I'm saying is a lot of people online have been talking about the actions of this man for years, even calling him the hip-hop Epstein when it comes to sex trafficking, when it comes to things that he's doing behind the scenes. And you see shades of it with his ex bodyguard. You see shades of it with people who was close to his camp speaking out, saying what happened. You see Mace. Mace guys has a show called It Is What It Is with Cameron, and Mace alluding to it's payback time, or he said it's reparations is getting close. Like basically payback is getting close, and he made that comment after what took place with Diddy, with the raids. So, like I said, we got to let this one play out. A lot of times we'll say, okay, when the feds come, they say they got a success rate of what, 97%? Like, when the feds come, so they're building this case, and whatever they took out them homes, whatever is in these cameras or whatever is in these laptops, they're looking through it right now, and ain't no telling what's in it, because I don't know if you can fully erase information now. Like they say, once you load up something or once something is placed as a fingerprint in a cookie, like if you don't delete the cookie, like you can delete something, but it's something called a cookie, and if you don't delete that cookie, they can pull that all back up. So, hey. And this reminds me of what they did to R. Kelly before they brought him down. They raided his studio, his computers, and things like that to get information. Somebody gave them some of the locations of where he was at in the studios, that where the video footage may be, or where the locations that may have some of the evidence. So this is what we're looking at right now. We're looking at them seizing evidence, and maybe from the lawsuit of Cassie and from the lawsuit of Rodney Jones, the producer, they may be trying to put together a case. But they already had enough to get that search warrant, which is crazy, because a judge just don't say, oh, you, they just don't do it off of just hearsay. Hey, look, when we come back, I want to give the Baltimore Bridge update. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yo, Yo. I go by the name of Pharrell from the Neptunes. And I just want to let y'all know,
I'm your pusher.
The world is about to feel something that they never felt before. Come on.
From ghetto to ghetto.
101, 7 the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Divers search for multiple people after Baltimore's Key Bridge struck by a cargo ship collapses. The governor declared a state of emergency and search and rescue operations are underway after Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed overnight as a result of a ship strike. Officials confirmed 6 people are still unaccounted for, and there are search and rescue missions going on. Let's listen to see what's going on in Baltimore.
But we are continuing to follow that big developing story on the East Coast, that serious bridge collapse in Baltimore, and officials are holding a press conference right now.
But we are quickly gathering details. The preliminary investigation points to an accident. We haven't seen any credible evidence of a terrorist attack. Our administration is working closely with leaders from all levels of government and society to respond to this crisis, and not but just by addressing the immediate aftermath, but also by building a state that is more resilient and a state that's more safe. That is our pledge, and that's our commitment, and we're going to keep that commitment. And lastly, to the victims of this tragedy and their loved ones, all of our hearts are broken. We feel your loss. We're thinking of you, and we will always be thinking of you. We pray for the construction workers who are on the Key Bridge, and we pray for everyone who has been touched by this tragedy and their families and all of their loved ones. But Maryland, we will get through this, because that is the Maryland spirit, and that's what Maryland is made of. We are Maryland tough, and we are Baltimore strong. So in the face of heartbreak, we come together. We embrace one another, and we come back stronger. That's what we've always done. That's what we'll continue to do. And that's what we're going to get done together. And we're going to pray for Baltimore.
Hey.
And I'd like to turn this over.
They say 2 people were initially rescued. One declined treatment, and another was taken to and subsequently discharged from shock trauma. Now, the thing is, you don't think the cargo ship...
And 6 people are still missing.
6 people are still missing, but you don't think that they didn't know that they couldn't go under the bridge?
Well, they said that they lost power.
Oh, they lost power.
Yeah, the ship lost power multiple times as it was trying to leave. So they theoretically lost control of the steering.
Oh, wow. Let's send our prayers for what's going on in Baltimore. Every day is something going on. And like I said, this is the best time for us now to come together and just make sure that we're taking care of each other, because it's no day promised. There's nothing promised anymore. Anything can happen on any day. And this is why we have to be more together, more now than ever, because when we come back at the top of the hour, I want to talk about this eclipse that they're saying that's supposed to happen April 8th. They're actually issuing warnings for this eclipse that's coming up, and they're telling people to get ready just in case something happens, where things go out. So I got a list of things that they're saying that we have to be prepared for that may take place. So, I want to do it in advance just in case y'all may not have certain things. We're going to talk about it at the top of the hour. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.